From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iran denounces new sanctions. The Iranian Foreign Ministry called the new U.S. sanctions targeting the country's ballistic missile program illegitimate. A spokesman said Iran will boost its legal missile program and promote defense capabilities. The West said two ballistic missile tests last year violated U.N. Security Council resolutions. Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian said Monday he had extraordinarily limited human interaction and spent 49 days in solitary confinement during 18 months in an Iranian prison. He's one of four Americans freed Saturday as part of a prisoner swap. He met the newspaper's editors at the German hospital where he's recovering, including Martin Baron.
He sounded in very high spirits, very encouraged, wants to see his brother, who's been working tirelessly on his behalf, wants to see us, his colleagues, professional colleagues, and really craves human contact. So he seemed okay.
The other freed Americans include former U.S. Marine Amir Hekmati, Christian pastor Saeed Abedini, and Nasratollah Khosravi Rudsari. The bodies of four Kenyan soldiers killed in an insurgent assault by al-Shabaab fighters on their Somali base last week were returned to Nairobi Monday. Kenya has yet to give a casualty figure from Friday's attack. Defense Secretary Rachel Omamo spoke with reporters.
Search, rescue, and recovery operations are ongoing, and consequently, we expect to receive more of our soldiers in the coming days. We continue to urge patience.
A local deputy governor in Somalia said the attack killed at least 40 Kenyan soldiers. Al-Shabaab claims more than 100 were killed. A similar attack killed more than 50 Burundians in June. This is VOA News.